Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day, have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Monday, the 16th day of December, year of our Lord 2019, welcome to the John Moore Show. We begin our shows with something that Adam Schiff, Congressman Adam Schiff, if he does say it, he doesn't really believe it. That would be the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Prepper tip of the day, we're seeing shortages around the country of various spices, even Walmart, of all things. So I want to encourage people to stock up on spices and sea salt. The sea salt you can get in 20-pound bags. That's really the way to get it. It's a great barter item. Insects won't bother it. Cold won't hurt it. Heat won't hurt it. And for the time being, thieves don't want to steal it. That's your prepper tip of the day. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri is 417-718-2597. And this is Firearms Monday. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, John. Great to be with you.
Good to have you, sir. Well, what activity, if any, was there at Freedom Center USA over the weekend, sir?
Well, we had some long-range shooters testing out their new 260 improved AR-10s built by Tier 1 Weapon Systems. We had one gentleman named Bo Allenstein who shot a 2.68-inch group at 1,000 yards with his semi-auto AR-10 in 260 improved.
That's a little bit, just slightly bigger than a silver dollar, isn't it? 2.68 inches.
Yeah, if you were to take a dollar bill out of your wallet, it's about half the long length of your dollar bill. Pretty amazing.
It is amazing. Now, that's well more than half a mile. A mile is 5,280 feet. 1,000 yards is 1,000, is 3,000 feet. I would say, based on your personal experience and mine, that most men who own rifles don't believe such a thing is even possible, do they?
Well, a lot of guys, if they haven't shot past 300 or 400 yards, they don't have modern equipment and modern boat tail bullets and these high-end scopes that are incredibly precise. They don't even think it's possible. They've never seen it. They've never experienced it. We see it all the time these days, though. The modern equipment is really, really good.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, we have thousands of people waiting to find out what the firearms tip of the week is, sir.
My firearms tip of the week concerns all of the AR-15 and AR-10 owners. If you're shooting a non-standard cartridge, let's say a 6.5 Creedmoor or a 260 Remington or a 6.5 Grendel on an AR-15 platform, you're shooting a cartridge that is higher pressure than the typical cartridge that an AR-10 or an AR-15 likes to shoot. So you have a number of things that you can do to help your gun be more reliable. One of the major problems when you get into bolt gun pressure ammo with semi-auto rifles is that they pierce primers, they shave the brass, they cause all kinds of issues that eventually jam up your semi-auto. And there's a good solution to try, and it's called a high-pressure bolt system. And a high-pressure bolt system has stronger lugs, it's made of a stronger material, and it has a smaller firing pin. So it's likely to pierce a primer with the tip of your firing pin, and the firing pin is fitted more closely to the hole in the bolt that the firing pin protrudes through. So you're much less likely to get the surface material on the primer flow back into the bolt. You might see it as cratering right before you pierce a primer. From a pressure standpoint. But these newer bolt systems, they're sold by Rainier Arms out west, and JP Enterprises also has a product. You may want to try those, and that will solve a lot of the higher pressure ammo issues you may be having.
Well, that's good news. I know we have a lot of listeners. 6.5 Creedmoor is becoming incredibly popular, as I'm sure you're well aware of. But a lot of listeners who are listening and want to have their rifle be safe and functional, if they want more details on how to get this done, should they just give you a call?
Sure, they can give us a call. We can get them a bolt. We try and keep them in stock. You know, there's other options, too. You can shoot ammunition that has staked primers, which we highly recommend that you stake primers or shoot stake primer ammo for any ammunition that you're stockpiling to serve for personal defense ammo, let's say. If you've got a semi-auto weapon system or a full-auto weapon system and you're not staking your primers, you should probably consider that. Here's what happens. When a gun gets hot, a lot of ammunition, the powder inside the cartridge, is temperature sensitive. Now, we recommend that you load, if you load your own ammunition, you use a powder that is not temperature sensitive. And that way, you don't get big pressure spikes as the barrel and chamber warm up. Or if you let a round sit in the chamber for 10 or 15 seconds, you don't get this huge jump in pressure. So if you can use temperature-insensitive ammo, if you can stake your primers, if you can use a high-pressure bolt, all of these things combined add up to an extremely reliable semi-auto system.
Well, it's good to know that this is done. Now, I'm not familiar with the term staked primers. Please explain what that means, sir.
So, normally, your primer, when you press it into the bottom of your cartridge or the head of the cartridge, you press that primer into the primer pocket, you have what a machinist or an engineer would call a press fit or an interference fit. In other words, you have to have leverage because the primer is a thousandth larger than the hole that you're putting it in. So you have to force it in with leverage and a priming tool. For lower pressures, bolt guns, that works extremely well. You'll probably never have an issue. But on a semi-auto system, the bolt is typically rotating. It's unlocking while there's still some pressure in the chamber. And if you don't have a high-pressure bolt, if you don't have a heavy buffer, if you don't have a heavier spring, if you don't have a gas block to mitigate the gas coming into the system, you can unlock the bolt a little early. When you unlock that bolt a little early, there's more pressure in the chamber than the cartridge is designed to handle with the situation unlocked rather than locked. And so what happens typically is you blow the primer out of the case, not the case out of the gun. Normally, the cartridge just comes out of the gun and ejects properly. But as the cartridge is ejecting and there's space between the primer and the cartridge and the gun parts, what happens typically on a semi or full auto when the pressure gets too high is the primer shoots out of the back of the cartridge, and it almost invariably winds up in your trigger system. Or last week, 2 weeks ago, we had a guy that didn't have his gas block adjusted properly. The primer wound up between the cam pin and the bolt carrier, and that gun jammed so hard, it was extremely difficult for a gunsmith with the gun in the vise to get the bolt back and to clear the weapon properly.
Would that gunsmith have been you by any chance?
It was actually Will Powell and I had to work on it together to get it apart.
Oh my. A two-man team up on that one rifle. That would have been a serious matter. My
God. That was a tight one.
Yep. Well, these things happen, and out in the field, you would just have to abandon the rifle and just put it over your shoulder until you got back to your base camp.
That's why stake primers are so important. So why do we stake primers? What you're doing when you stake a primer, a lot of military ammunition is done this way. If you look at the back of the case where you can see the primer, you will see either three or four marks right where the brass meets the edge of the primer. And it's a stamping where you've deformed the metal and you've staked it in four different spots around the primer. And that guarantees that the primer cannot come out of there. You're creating a mechanical lock by deforming the brass right at the edge of the primer. Now, I highly recommend you don't try this by hand. Because if you miss, you're going to light the primer off.
Yeah, baby. That would not be good.
please hear me on this. Do not do this by hand with a punch. Because if you miss, you're going to light the primer off and you're going to hurt yourself. You're going to get that primer and anvil in the eye is what's going to happen. But there are tools and there are machines that do this very precisely and very reliably. And that's what you need to use to get your primer staked properly. And that is a very, very intelligent, wise thing to do. There's a lot of wisdom in putting stake primer ammunition through your gun in a fight, because it will just prevent you from having problems and disabling your weapon system.
Now, that would be an additional step when the primer is placed in the cartridge, or is it done at the same time with your reload?
Well, the automated machines do it right after the primer goes into the case. But there are manual tools that can do that, you know, after, as an additional step if you're hand loading your own ammunition.
Well, it sounds like a very important thing to do for these non-standard cartridges. Very important. But once again, to summarize where you were talking about here, it's mostly meant for men using these high-powered cartridges and semi-autos as opposed to bolt actions. Would that be accurate?
Well, the stake primers, of course, are used by all the special operations guys. Anybody that's got a full auto weapon is going to use ammunition with a stake primer. If you're on a tier one team, I can pretty much guarantee that the ammunition you're shooting has a stake primer. See, that's the thing about our military. They do eventually get around to figuring out how to solve problems. And before the years of temperature insensitive powders, if you left around in the chamber, a hot chamber, let's say you ran a couple of magazines in a fight, and you left a round in the chamber, you would cook that round off. It would actually light all by itself without ever having to hit the primer because the chamber was so hot. And that round, when it lit off, would be in such a hot chamber and would be so warm, the pressure would be so high that invariably you would blow a primer into your trigger system or into your gun, and it would cause problems. So the military has decided years and years ago that for their high-speed guys, they're getting staked ammo only. So we see it in the 5.56. We see it in the 7.62. We see it in the military-grade 50 BMG cartridges. And so when you have to swage your primer pockets when you're reloading military brass, now you know why.
Okay. Now, the next question would be, is there factory ammunition and has staked primers that guys can get their hands on?
Well, the stuff that comes out of Lake City generally has staked primers in it. So if it's an overrun from military surplus, a lot of times it'll have staked primers. Maybe not the best choice for semi-auto because a lot of times those primers have thicker cups in them. And so a match-grade AR-15 trigger may or may not be strong enough to light that round off in cold weather. And so you have to kind of be careful about your total system. You have to take a total system approach if you don't want to have one of the high-speed trigger systems, which has a lot of hammer speed and a light trigger pull, then that may not work for you because the thicker primer cups are a problem for some of the semi-autos with the real light hammer springs. So you really do need to take a comprehensive approach to your weapon and your ammunition. You have to know what you're doing. And if you have questions, just give us a call. We'll figure it out on the phone. It won't take but a few minutes, and you'll be a lot better off for it.
All right. Well, this is great information, and it could really help literally save lives in a situation where people are defending life and property. It could literally save lives to have this information, couldn't it, Sam?
It absolutely could. And if you have a friend that lives in Virginia, I want you to call them or email them or send them a copy of the archive of this show and send them a note and tell them to listen to the first half hour of this show. Their life may depend on it. You know, in Virginia, we have these Democrats that have taken office, and they're rattling the saber of gun confiscation and gun control, and there are over now 90 counties in the state of Virginia that have declared themselves gun sanctuary counties. They will not tolerate gun control. One sheriff came out and said he will deputize thousands of men in this county to protect their Second Amendment rights. And when he did that, there's a congressman and a governor that said, well, there'll be consequences. Maybe we'll use the National Guard against the sheriff and the people he deputized. Well, the National Guard came out and made a statement and said, we respect the constitutional Second Amendment rights of Virginia citizens. And so they've been going back and forth, and Virginia just jumped to the front of the line as the state most likely to kick off the Civil War in the United States of America.
Well, there's only 95 counties in the entire state of Virginia, and 90 of them have declared this declaration. That is phenomenal. Here's our break. We've got a caller on hold. We are back. We'll be right back.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Hey, is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, with Patrick and Mark on Monday. It is Monday, the 16th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I talked to our cruise director, Betsy Murphy, Friday. She says there's still five cabins available on the Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines. Yes, we're going on a cruise. We got an ice storm coming in my neighborhood today. I don't particularly care for ice and snow and cold. And it's a great time to be away from all that, the second week of February. Get the details on the John Moore Patriot Symposium Cruise at my website at thelibertyman.com. Call our cruise director, Betsy Murphy. Her telephone is 636-530-9502. I say again, 636-530-9502. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number is 417-718-2597. Sam, we got a caller and holder. We got John in Florida. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I called last week, and Sam recommended the Aimpoint Comp M. I've been looking on the internet. Would the Comp M4S be the one recommended for the Ruger 1022, or they've got different versions of that?
Well, I like the Comp M. Either the 4 or the 5 will work fantastic. The battery life on them is absolutely remarkable. It approaches the shelf life of the battery, and both sites are very, very, very good.
What about size? I mean, I'm looking for something small because it's going to go in a backpacker stock.
Well, if you're looking for something really small, you might want to look at the Micro H made by Aimpoint.
Okay. Another question. I've bought in the past Smith Arms Vortex flash hiders. Would that be your choice for a flash hider, or was it something else?
Well, if it's a 22 rimfire, how long is the barrel?
It's a 16. It's the breakdown light. So it's like a little over 16.
16 inches. So, yeah, you're probably not even going to need a flash hider. But try it at night with the ammunition that you have. I would check that first. I prefer a break over a flash hider, even on a 22. I'm into recoil recovery time. I want the sight picture to come back as fast as possible. And a lot of times the brakes will mitigate any flash, particularly on a 22, but you'll have to shoot it at night and check it. Have someone else shoot the gun while you watch the muzzle and see if there's any flash after your eyes have had a chance to adapt to the darkness.
It's a little hard to do that in West Palm Beach, unless I go 20 miles out and then I'm in some sugarcane field. Now, I did, the Vortex did work on my AR when I was visiting my sister in Tennessee. It worked real good, but I had a 14.5-inch GI barrel, and the flash and the Vortex was welded on the end of the barrel to make it legal. So that worked real good.
Yeah, if you've got a short barrel and you need to make it quote unquote legal by federal laws, which by the way are unconstitutional, but if you do that, a long flash hider, if you permanently affix it, can certainly solve that problem for you.
Yeah, that worked out because the Vortex, it was a little over 2 inches, and it worked out perfect on that platform.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. I'm not a big fan of flash hiders. You know, you really should have a brake suppressor system on any weapon that you plan on using to defend your life with. But if it's just a hunting rifle, and you want to put a flash hider on it, more power to you. It's not going to hurt anything.
Well, this is for a bug-out bag situation, and, I want it to be as small as possible. That's how I'm looking at this particular situation. All right, thank you.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. Okay, John. Thank you for the call, John. We appreciate it.
Right.
The call number is 800-313-9443. Virginia is trying to catch up with California, Illinois, New Jersey, and Massachusetts, aren't they, Sam?
Yeah, they really stepped in it out there. You know, the Democrats won the governor's race. They won the House, the state House. They won control of the state Senate. And what do? They instantly start talking about major sweeping gun control and no grandfathering of weapons owned and confiscating weapons already owned by citizens legally. They're basically trying to turn everyone into a criminal that owns a gun. And, you know, my saying, you know, my feelings on this are fairly simple. I think we need to, as a country, really keep our domestic rope manufacturers in our hearts, because we don't want to be using foreign rope when we hang these traitorous son of a bitch, blah, 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 bleep. So that's my thoughts on it. I can't stand these people. The older I get, the less tolerance I have for them. And I can't wait till we find them swinging from trees, and I don't mean in a recreational sense.
Well, tell us what you really think, Sam. No sense,
John,
in holding.
I'm so tired of this. I'm so tired of these people that want to save the whales and kill unborn children. You know, I just the whole nine yards, man. They can all go to Gehenna.
Here's our break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Psst. so, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
How healthy are your arteries? Deteriorating circulation has a number of early warning signs. High cholesterol, high blood pressure, fingers and or toes often go cold, arms and or legs often go to sleep, sharp diagonal crease in the earlobe, short walks cause cramping or pains in legs, memory is not as good as it used to be, ankles swell late in the day, chest pain after physical exercise or emotional stress. If you experience even one of these symptoms, your circulatory system is crying out for attention. Extendivite is a natural solution to help improve your overall health. Extendivite is not your average heart tonic. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, we are back. Let's jump back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of December. My website is thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. I apologize. We're having some issues. The author of our daily intelligence briefing, former counterintelligence agent, he's having his emails blocked that he sends us the daily updates. We're not sure the reason why. We're looking into it. We hope to have it squared away soon. I know thousands of you like to go there every day, including my friend Doug Hagman, by the way. I'll be with Doug doing his TV show later this morning. But we'll get that squared away as soon as possible and get it back up to speed. Also, my website, of course, if you have arthritis pain, well, you need an energy cleaner, quite frankly. It's pretty ubiquitous among our population. The two things, arthritis pain and not getting a great night's sleep, are fairly ubiquitous among our adult population in this country. Energy cleaners help. If you happen to be one of the unfortunate 2 or 3% that it doesn't help, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. Can't go wrong. So check out the energy cleaner, a mattress pad to go with it. Make it a Christmas gift to yourself. That would be a wonderful idea. Details at my website where you can place your order. Just go to products at my website, drop-down menu at thelibertyman.com. You can read up on the patent application information, the wonderful testimonials from people like Steve Whitman. Place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa, or I have a toll-free hotline 24 hours a day. That's 800-592-9543. Visiting with Sam Andrews, the proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The telephone number down there in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, is 417-718-2597. Well, Sam, the governor must be having second thoughts when out of 95 counties, 90 of the sheriffs of those 95 counties have said, no way, Jose. Do you think they had any inkling before they pulled this stunt that the sheriffs would react in such a manner?
Well, I don't think the governor cares at all about what the sheriffs think. I think he thought he was going to get the National Guard to follow his orders and bully the sheriffs. Well, I think what changed his mind or maybe caused him to pause was when one of the top people in the state National Guard put out a statement for the National Guard saying, we respect the Second Amendment rights of Virginia citizens, and we're not going to comment on this issue. I think that sent a pretty strong message to the governor, like, you're about to get the finger if you follow through with this sort of thing.
I would, knowing how organizations work, I would say that after that official at National Guard, probably a general, issued that statement, he was probably called in for a face-to-face with the governor. What do you think?
I'm sure they had a phone call. You know, I'm not sure that a general would waste his time with an idiot like that. He might talk to him on the phone, but I highly doubt he'd travel to the Capitol just for a face-to-face meeting. I'm sure they had a phone call, and he explained to him that there is nothing on planet Earth that's going to get you to order my men to commit atrocities against American citizens. It's not happening.
Well, if I was that general, I would make sure before I issued that statement, and I probably would have already known, but I would make sure that everybody in my chain of command would have the same status, so that no matter how many men the governor fired, because the governor does have authority to fire the people in the National Guard, he would end up with another person in the chain of command who would basically be doing the same thing, which would humiliate and embarrass the governor if he engaged in that, wouldn't it?
Well, I think if a governor of a state orders the National Guard assets of the state, and by the way, National Guard and Reserve is a misnomer. The National Guard are state assets. They're controlled by the governor. He has to sign them over to the nation to defend the nation outside of our borders. So the governor has control of the National Guard assets in his state. And it's interesting that I think when a governor actually gives an illegal order in the Uniform Code of Military Justice, there is a process to deal with illegal orders. And I think, in fact, that at some point the National Guard goes and arrests the governor. I don't think it works the way the governors think it's going to work.
Well, that's part of the code of conduct, and that officers are prohibited from taking illegal orders, unconstitutional orders. And I, quite frankly, I'm not sure what authority the National Guard would have to arrest the governor. But it may come down to that. It may very well come down to that, couldn't it?
Well, when we start hanging these traitors from trees, maybe some more of them will get the hint and leave the country. You know, there's a lot of people in this country. My father, my grandfather, my uncles, they all served in the military. You know my dad, and he was a sergeant in the Army. And these guys, they don't take very kindly to these communists and collectivists trying to destroy our way of life in the United States. We like freedom. We like having a Bill of Rights. We like having a constitutional government. And these guys have ignored the law and ignored the Constitution for so many decades now that people are getting really, really sick of it. And it's going to be interesting to see just how foolish they are and just how far they push this. They have absolutely no idea what's waiting for them. But in Virginia, they're starting to get an inkling. These collectivist liberals are starting to get an inkling of what's waiting for them if they keep pushing this path.
Well, they live in their little ivory towers with a very circular system of belief and thoughts that feeds on itself. And when they went public with these laws they want to propose, they found out what exists outside the ivory tower in the reality of the state of Virginia, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. The ivory tower is a perfect way of stating this. But, you know, in a lot of ways, it may not be an ivory tower. It may just be that they don't care. They have a liberal agenda. They have a collectivist agenda. They think they're elites. They think they're going to be the ones that survive. They just don't care. They're into population reduction, and nothing... They don't want anything to deter them from that. And they are pushing this agenda like there's no tomorrow. And there's about to be a big push back. And I can't wait till it happens. I hope we can watch it on pay-per-view.
These 90 sheriffs, they all know each other. There's a Virginia Sheriff's Association. They have annual meetings. They have various committees that get together. And they all know each other. They talk to each other on a regular basis as part of their normal work day. And I'm sure they're talking among themselves about how they will react, what they will do, the protocols, the logistics involved, the communications involved. All those things have to be being discussed right now, don't they?
Oh, I'm sure they've been going over this for quite a few weeks now. And remember Ferguson, Missouri in 2014, and I'm speaking specifically to you morons in the Democratic Party. Remember Ferguson? Remember our Democrat governor who called three different units of MPs to Ferguson, and he held one of them at the airport, and he put one of them downtown, and he deployed one of them in Ferguson itself, along with 800 police officers. You couldn't defend a two-square-mile area. Think about that for a second. Now, you're going to send some National Guard units against the police? Now the police aren't on your side? Do you know how many mutual aid agreements every county has in Virginia? Do you know how many armed men, and how many armed policemen will come to the aid of the sheriff that's in the county next door to them if you pull this stupid crap? Do you have any idea what's coming down on your head when you step into that mess? And see, I don't think you do, but I think y'all better think about it.
Well, I'm intimately familiar with that culture, and many, many National Guardsmen are also policemen and also state troopers. And they all know each other. You know, once again, they all know each other. Many deputies, sheriff's deputies, are also in the National Guard. That's the nature of this culture of police and military having a lot of crossover between the two career paths, and they all know each other, they talk to each other, they go to each other's children's birthday parties, and the governor's going up against an entire culture of men who know each other, work together, celebrate their children's birthdays together. It's an impossible task, isn't it?
Well, you're exactly right, John. And you should have been in Ferguson the night that the Department of Justice ordered the St. Louis County Police to run me and my men off the roofs of the buildings we were in Ferguson. I knew they were coming because I had friends on the inside that called me and tipped me off. We put all certified Class 1 commissioned police officers on the roof that night. And when St. Louis County showed up and their lieutenant demanded to all our men come down off the roof and show him their IDs, I said, you know, Lieutenant, you don't want to do that. He said, nope, I want them down right now. I said, you really don't want to do that. And so they climbed down the ladders, and they turn around to look at the lieutenant, and they're probably 60, 80 feet away, and the lieutenant yells out so everyone can hear, the 50 police officers that are there backing up the lieutenant, and all my men can hear him. He says, I need to see your IDs right now. and they all pull out their Class 1 commission badges and state IDs as police officers. And I said, Lieutenant, you know, the union's not going to like this. They have as much right to be here as you do. You're going to arrest a Class 1 commissioned police officer? Really? You're going to try that? That may not work out the way you think it will. And he just put his face in his hands, and he was like, oh, Sam, what are you doing to me? I said, you don't think I'm not 10 moves ahead of your boss? Really, Lieutenant? You better think again. And see, that's the kind of thing that they're going to run into. Civilians are smarter than the guys running the Democratic Party. I'm going to win this thing. The good guys are going to win. I'm just telling you, it's unavoidable. And I really hope we hang these crooks in public. They're pedophiles. They're liars. They're manipulators. And they kill unborn children, and they sanction the killing of unborn children. I can't wait till we hang them on TV for everybody to watch.
Well, I can't predict what's coming, but I do have some follow-up on the inability of the government to protect 2 square miles of Ferguson. That was by design. The governor of Missouri, Governor Nixon, was on the telephone with Hussein Obama every day, getting instructions from Hussein Obama, most likely Valerie Jarrett, from the White House, on how to make sure that the Ferguson riots were just as bad and just as destructive as possible. People were held back. When the National Guard was held back and kept in Clayton, they were held back from doing their duty by design. In fact, when Hugathug, Missouri Highway Patrol captain, took over from the St. Louis County Police in command and control, his first meeting with the St. Louis County Police, he told the men that they would not go out into the street with their protective gear, their body armor. And he just about had a second riot. That right being the police officers themselves. So he backed off from that. But the first night that Hugathug was in charge, that was probably the worst night of the riots, because the police basically were off the premises, weren't they?
Well, a lot of policemen that I know and a lot of policemen that I've met that aren't my friends, but I've had a casual conversation with about this, to this day, there's something deep inside them that really grates them about being ordered not to do their job as a policeman by the Department of Justice and by Unified Command. There's something inside them that they know is really wrong and really evil about being given a stand down order and being told to not arrest arsonists, to not arrest looters, and to let these people run wild through the streets of Ferguson. There isn't an honest cop on this planet that could stomach that kind of illegal order. And to this day, Nixon should be in jail for that. The Department of Justice crony that was in the Unified Command meeting should be in jail for that. And all the federal agencies involved in that, the men involved in that, should be in jail. That kind of thing is beyond the pale. It allowed over $70 million of arson damage to be done to small businesses. And there's reasons for that. I don't want to get into this show, but you're exactly right. The policemen know each other. They know they can't trust the government. They know that they stand no chance against the people. I don't know if I've talked about the Karachi rule on this show. I probably have, but it's worth repeating. Mark Karachi, 23 years, Naval Special Operations, UDT 11, SEAL Team 6, Dev Group, the alpha wolf of the planet back in the 80s and 90s. This guy was a serious warrior, and he's famous for the Karachi rule of asymmetrical warfare. And it goes like this. You may think you're the baddest bear in the woods, and you might be, but when a million fire ants jump your ass, you're dead. And see, that's the thing these elitists haven't figured out yet. They do not understand the Karachi rule. They don't understand what's coming. The policemen in Virginia, they get it. They understand the Karachi rule. They know they stand no chance against an armed populace, and they're not going to participate in this illegal and immoral type of gun confiscation BS.
the constitution, I should say, the statutory directive of most state statutes is for the county sheriff to, quote-unquote, know his people. And they do. These county sheriffs know their people. They're in the coffee shops with these men and women. They go to meetings with these men and women. They socialize with these men and women. And they're elected by these men and women because they think and feel the same way as their constituents. That's how they get elected in the first place. That's how they keep their office. And the governor would be well advised, because what he's hearing from these 90 sheriffs is the will of the people, the real will of the people, not what got these people elected. We've got a break. We'll be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
All right, we are back. J.R. Moore here on Monday, the 16th of December. This is Firearms Monday, visiting with Mr. Sam Anduzzi, proprietor of Freedom Center USA. The Facebook page is Freedom Center USA. Telephone number is 417-718-2597. You got a question or comment, anything related to firearms, gun culture, anything at all, give us a call at 800-313-9443. I would speculate, Sam, that retailers in Virginia selling firearms and ammunition are doing a landmark business. What do you think, sir?
Well, I sure hope so. I sure hope that the people are getting ready, because these globalists, these collectivists, they're not going away. They're masquerading as socialists, as liberals, as people that care about the masses, when in fact they're exactly the opposite. If you look at their written agenda, it's not to protect the masses and bring them up economically. It's to exterminate the masses. It's no different than raising cattle to slaughter. You see how happy the cows are when the rancher drives up with a truck full of feed and they know it's feeding time?
Right.
This is exactly what's going on. These people are being led to a slaughter, and it's all over the world. These people have global meetings to talk about how to reduce the population, how to get the population from 8 billion down to under 2 billion, because they believe technology is going to replace all of these animals that you and I call human beings that God loves. They call them animals, and they want them off their planet. And that means you and I.
I have associates, maybe roughly called friends, associates that have those thoughts and beliefs. I first became aware of it when discussing casualties from Iraq and Afghanistan. And it's one individual. He basically had no more remorse for the loss of American lives, men or women, or severe casualties than he would a stray dog being hit by a car. I was shocked and disappointed and surprised, but that's how these people think, don't they?
Well, they call themselves humanists. And what they really are is anti-human race. They think they're elite. They think they deserve everything that the earth has to offer, honestly, that is actually owned by God, that God provided them. And they think they own it, and they think they should get to do whatever they want. And if that includes slaughtering their fellow human beings so they have a bigger slice of the pie, that's exactly what they think. And let me tell you something. All evil is based in selfishness. It's based in self-interest. And these people have the highest self-interest you could possibly imagine, a level of narcissism that a normal person can't even comprehend. You can't even get your arms around how far gone these people are morally and ethically. They have no empathy for other human beings. They don't care about unborn babies. They are sick beyond belief. And honestly, it wouldn't bother me if we ridded our country of them.
We had a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.